Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, all of our guests are joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. And did you know that last year over 3 million drivers switched to Progressive? Click or call today and find out what you can save. And as a reminder, you can connect with us online at Twitter at @eRadioSports. And tonight, right here in hour number one, we have already had a ton of NFL and U.S. Open talk. But right now, we're going to shift gears. We want you to buckle up because the start of the college football season will be here before you know it. The countdown is on, and we have invited a very special guest to get his thoughts on what it's going to take to rekindle one of the best rivalry games in college football. Always an honor to have back with us Longhorn legend and Texas entrepreneur, a Big E favorite, the great Red McCombs. Happy Father's Day weekend, Red.
Well, Alyssa, always it is good to hear from you. But I will give you another little tidbit that I hadn't thought about when we made arrangements to get on the show today. But today is the 40th anniversary of the Spurs getting into the NBA. So it's a big celebration day here for something that was very difficult for us to get involved with. And then we've had the great run with it in the of course, one of the great operations of any professional sport with the NBA Spurs here. But today is our 40th anniversary of the NBA agreeing to take four of us from the ABA into the NBA. So it's a big happy day all the way around.
Absolutely. And we're going to carve out some time. In fact, I want to make a point to talk about the San Antonio Spurs and the direction that they are headed at this point. But one of the reasons, as I said in the open, that we invited you on is to talk about your Texas Longhorns. And it is truly, Red, another year of big expectations. Texas did very well with another top 10 recruiting class for the second consecutive year. And they were first in the Big 12 Conference. This season, you look at the schedule, they're going to face a number of quality opponents. But I tell you what, still missing on that schedule is that Thanksgiving matchup with their longtime rival, the Texas A&M Aggies. Are they ever going to play again?
Oh, we have to. This is all politics and athletic directors trying to be politicians and vice versa and all. This game doesn't belong to A&M. It doesn't belong to the University of Texas. It belongs to the people of Texas. Mm-hmm. And the people of Texas have spoken out loud and clear. So they've got to get it back together and get it on. And I hope sooner than later.
You know, Red, fans from both sides, as you're talking about with the Longhorns and the Aggies, they have voiced their displeasure and their desire for these two rivals to play again. And it was interesting. Texas head coach Charlie Strong, he was recently here in Houston, and he was asked about it. And he said, something is in the works. In your mind, I mean, what kind of timeline would we be talking about when perhaps this may resume?
I'm going to guess, and this is nothing but a guess, but I'm going to guess 2 years from now we'll have it on. They've got to find a way to get it into a schedule. It more than likely will not be the traditional Thanksgiving Day game. That's not the big issue with all the fans. The fans just want us to meet, whatever the day is. But I would suspect we're probably 2 years away, but we will get it back.
Texas entrepreneur and philanthropist, former NFL and NBA owner. We were talking about his Spurs earlier. We're going to get some more into that. The great Red McCombs is back with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're also going to highlight his life and legacy on this Father's Day weekend. And, you know, there is such incredible history when you talk about Texas, Texas A&M. This game, this matchup, it dates back to 1894. It's always been so intense and passionate. You know, for you personally, Red, what do you miss the most about this game?
Well, it's a way of life. It's like you'd wake up and it's Father's Day and you're a father, but nobody is recognized that it's Father's Day. I mean, Texas and Texas A&M is a long, long tradition, one of the oldest in all of college football. So we miss it. We miss it terribly. And I'm sure I'm talking about both the Aggies side as well as the Longhorns.
Well, give us some bold predictions for 2016. The Longhorns looking to improve after finishing the 2015 season with a 5-7 record. However, you got to tip their hat to them because they pulled off big upsets against my Sooners and, of course, against Baylor. And Charlie Strong really had a tremendous recruiting class, as I mentioned earlier. It really seems like they're trending in the right direction.
Well, it's got to be in the right direction. It couldn't be much worse. I think it is in the right direction, and we're looking forward to a good season. It'll be an inexperienced team. We've got a lot of guys that haven't played together. I wouldn't be surprised if they start as many as five freshmen. And so that in itself says that we've got a long way to go. But we're on the way back, and hopefully we'll do a good job.
Well, Texas Longhorn fans, we know them well. It's hard for them to be patient. They're accustomed to winning and they're winning ways. How long do you think it will take for Texas to get back to national prominence? And what do you think is going to be that formula for success, Red?
Well, all you got to do is take your 11 guys and beat the other guys. So that's all we have to do, but that's what we have to do.
Uh-huh.
So I think that we'll get there. We're a proud traditional group, as are many other teams, for this great American game of American football. And we'll get it back. But in the meantime, we opened with Notre Dame, so we'll get a good feel for where we're going with our opening game.
He is a Texas legend, one of our favorites. Red McCombs is back with us tonight on this Friday at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are interactive. Connect with us at Twitter, at eRadioSports, and you can go back and listen to our entire interview at podcastarena.com. Click on the YSR tab. Well, Red, since we are on the subject of college football, we're here in the heart of the Big 12 Conference, making some headlines in terms of the idea, the thoughts on expansion. What do you think about it in addition to a teams?
I think it's a good thing, and I'd like to see it. I particularly want to get the University of Houston into the mix. And we're certainly doing what we can to see that happens. We need that to happen, and I think it will.
You know, Red, the Big 12, it's definitely one of the premier conferences in the country, and let's examine some of those benefits of expansion. I mean, do you think a bigger league is better, and that overall that it does strengthen the league?
Well, I think it's just it's easier to schedule. I think that it makes sense for everybody concerned in the league, and we've got a good conference now. I think we can make it better.
Hey, Red McCombs with us just a few more minutes tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'll have to just wait and see the Big 12, how things will go in terms of with expansion. But one of the reasons we invited you on tonight was to celebrate your life and legacy on this Father's Day weekend. You mentioned in our open talking about the San Antonio Spurs, and you moved to San Antonio in 1958 and built a business empire with the Spurs and just all your businesses. Give us your thoughts just on the season, how it played out. I thought that they were going to give, you know, Golden State a run with the addition of LaMarcus Aldridge, and they ended up losing to the Thunder in the Western Conference semifinals. What's the future of the Spurs? Because it seems like right now it is an organization that's in some transition.
Well, not really. I think we have the best team in the conference. We just happened to not get it done in that particular series. That's a big surprise. I think truly that the Spurs are the best team in the NBA, but they won't get the title this year. But we'll have most all that team back together, and the entire NBA is just terrific now.
Yeah.
Every team has several outstanding players, and on any given night, anything can happen. We're ready. There's a lot of interest here. We're ready to get back on the floor and get it going, and then we'll get the national champion out of the Warriors and the game that's coming up. So we'll see.
Texas entrepreneur and philanthropist, the great Red McCombs, is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. It is our Father's Day program. And before we take a time out, hey, we want to hear from you. Join us at Twitter, at eRadioSports, and you can always email us at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com and our podcast, podcastarena.com. Click on the YSR tab. The conversation is going to continue with Red McCombs, former NFL and NBA owner, after this quick time out.